America's independent booksellers have so far avoided the disaster that many feared would come during the first year of the pandemic. Aaron Beckwith is one of the owners of Capitol Hill Books, a used bookstore located in Washington, D.C. During the pandemic, Capitol Hill Books started a program called Grab Bag. The store put together a bag of books based on the type of books the buyer wanted. When the program started, Beckwith said,
"We had people email us in, and we got a flood of requests once we sent the tweet out that we were starting to do this. We got 1,000 orders within, you know, a few days. It took us months to fill them."
American Booksellers Association, or ABA, is a nonprofit organization that supports independent booksellers. In May, it told the Associated Press that membership increased from 1,635 to 1,701. The stores that joined were both new stores just opening and existing stores that had decided to join. The group's executive, Allison K. Hill, and others feared that hundreds of stores could go out of business during the pandemic. However, the group only counted 14 closings in 2021 so far, with more than 70 last year. Hill said, "It's fair to say that it could have been much, much worse." She described the independent bookstore community as bruised but standing. Hill said there were a few reasons bookstores were able to survive the pandemic-caused shutdowns and limited hours, including PPP loans. A PPP loan was federal government assistance given to small businesses to help pay their employees. The reasons also include a surprisingly strong holiday buying season in December and increased online sales. Finally, the rise of bookshop.org helped. The website partners with independent stores to help them reach more readers. It has directed more than $14 million in sales. But Hill said business for independent stores remains more difficult than ever. Many owners are not expecting in-person events, at least through the summer. They are also still facing the growing strength of Amazon, the large online store. Book sales overall have been strong during the pandemic, but much of that has been with Amazon or low-cost stores with many locations that sell books. Bookstores are trying to reinvent themselves, and so is the American Booksellers Association. ABA have more than 1,800 members with more than 2,500 store locations in 2019. This was a large increase from 1,400 10 years ago. ABA, however, once had 5,000 members. Competition from large, low-cost stores that sell many items, including books, has made it difficult for independent booksellers. In recent years, the ABA has re-examined who can become a member as well as its own operation. It changed some rules. Now, only stores where 50% or more of products are books can become members. Online-only stores can also join. The ABA created a group that will re-examine its diversity, reaching out to minority-owned stores. They are also looking at the number of minorities in leadership positions in their organization. Capitol Hill Books was able to stay open and be successful because it changed its business model and received government assistance. Beckwith said about the Grab Bag program,
"We altered our entire operation to it, and also people were really happy. We started ordering new books."
Selling more new books helped the store stay open. He said,
"We're 99% used, but now we're 96% used."
I'm Gregory Stockel.